I can't even do that on.
You can do it. You can do it. Come on. That's good.
Oh, I gotta move this. I can't see you.
I told you. Yeah, I don't know. Do whatever you gotta do.
I wasn't listening to you.
Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again.
Hi, Bronwyn.
Hey, Kelly. This is so exciting.
How old do you think that is?
Jesus, I don't know.
70s?
As old as Frank Gifford's penis.
Yeah, about.
He's dead.
That's some skanky stuff, though.
He's dead. What?
Didn't he?
He died.
Wasn't he known to?
He ended up
Brett Favre.
Yeah, he ended up like in a hotel with some stewardess or something. I don't know. But he's dead. We can't speak ill of him.
What happened?
He died
of
testicular
cancer.
No, he was just old. He was old. He was like, I don't know.
He was played in
the
80s.
He was like 83 or something.
No.
Yes, he was. He was old.
I guess he was divorced from Kathy by then.
No, they didn't get divorced. I thought they got divorced.
So they did kind of like
the... They didn't get divorced. Isn't that weird?
All the married couples in Short Hills, New Jersey did when I grew up. Nobody got divorced. They just lived in different bedrooms and...
Maybe.
Went to the Short Hills Club as a united front.
I have no idea.
Because Kathy and Frank Gifford had to be two of the creepiest people.
Period. She is like crazy. She's one of those fundamentalist Christians who calls herself a completed Jew. It's like
I'm sorry. There's so many things about that sentence.
Do you know about this? Okay, it's like Jewish people who convert to Christianity and they're fundamentalists, they call themselves completed Jews.
Wait, can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Completed.
No, the Jew. First part. What do you got to do?
Okay, if you're a Jewish.
You're Jewish.
If you're Jewish and you convert to Christianity.
Any old form?
No, I think it has to be like the crazy pants fundamentalist form because the really fundamentalist crazy pantses call that being a completed Jew because you've accepted Jesus and therefore you're complete now.
Religion is so exhausting.
I know.
Exhausted
so
from
so
that.
So we're not going to talk about religion. We're going to talk about sports. Because it's Sportsy Talk. Hello, everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU. And Jim the Poet cannot be here today, I'm sorry to say.
He is masterful.
Isn't he awesome?
To
I'm
get
so happy.
In the game, because that's what we would do in
yep.
high school on the way yep. to whatever yep. team event.
Did you go to high school team events?
I lettered in three sports my varsity year.
Dude,
my
so did I.
My freshman year.
What'd you do?
Field hockey.
Yeah.
Softball and basketball. But to me, only basketball required actual skill. The rest was just for fun.
When you played basketball, did they do that girls half court thing?
No,
thank God.
It was
right?
the mid-80s, early 80s.
Yeah,
early
80s?
Yeah, early 80s.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's... A shame.
I know. That was a horrible thing. Where I grew up in Iowa, girls basketball was like the big sport. The way that high school football is in Texas.
Right.
Girls basketball was... Hey, we have a call.
Wait,
should we take a call?
Is it still... Isn't it?
What?
I mean...
Do you want to take this call? We should
sure,
do it.
Whatever. I got nothing to say.
WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
Hey, this show is way better with Kelly.
Thank
isn't
you.
It? Thank you.
That's my boyfriend calling.
Oh, is it?
Yes, my future husband.
Which boyfriend is this?
Thank you, future husband. That's
so
kind.
How many hot,
I have no idea.
Which hot boyfriend are you?
My name is Jim the Poet.
I didn't recognize your voice at all. Are you sure it's you? Are you sure
I don't
it's
know.
Not?
Are you voice blind and face blind?
Are you sure it's
is
not?
It?
Are you sure
it
it's not?
That.
It doesn't sound like you. Are
no,
you
it
sure?
Does a little.
You don't sound anything like Robert Pinsky.
I have a terrible work phone.
You don't sound like anything like Robert Pinsky. So I didn't think it was
the
you.
The shirts, the buttons.
Okay, it's you. All right. I believe it's you. All right.
I was going to say. He's
this
too
is,
sharp.
So far is the best episode of our show I think we've ever had.
Yeah, I think so.
Kelly.
I actually
you.
Do think Jim the Poet and I are sort of suited because he's completely off his meds. And I'm
Yes.
I'm generally off my meds.
Yes, okay.
It's just, I don't think he ever acts normal, and I have a huge normal side. So
Why don't you guys get together?
I need a normal side.
Why don't you guys have a date?
Maybe we could be friends, and
listen,
then we'll
see. Listen, he went after Andrea's grandma, so you're not too old.
I don't know how far I got with Andrea's grandma.
I'm sorry, that's sort of a deal breaker for me. If you're into octogenarians.
I'm into any genarians.
See what I mean?
Yeah, I know,
unfortunately,
right?
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to figure out why people can't find our fantasy football league on the ESPN.com
site. Okay, yeah, we have to talk about that. I've been urging everyone to sign up for Sportsy Talk Do-Over League in the ESPN fantasy football. Yeah. And when you sign up and everything and you go and you search for our... our league, it just doesn't show up. I've tried
That's
it.
It's because it's FMU and it's just
no. I think it's an ESPN
below.
Thing. Like,
it's an ESPN thing.
I think it's because like if I put it like an open league, I think like 500.
You guys did this before,
morons
right?
Morons who live in their basement would come flying. Like it's one thing for the.
But those are our listeners.
Yeah,
500 morons in their basement.
ESPN people would go. Like the ESPN dorks would go and invade our league.
Oh well, that's not good.
So like instead, you know, right now I think we're at 8 teams. We have 2 new ones.
Yes.
Because they emailed
me.
We would
have more if
either
they
could send me a note
it.
Through the WFMU website.
Okay.
The Kenzo, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that happens. Or
Jim the Poet at WFMU.org.
Yes, so everybody who would like to sign up for fantasy football with us, sign up at...
Kelly, you going to get a team?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Stop burping.
Sounds very non-committal.
No. You have to though. This is so abstract to me.
This is the
league for people who really know little or nothing about football, and it's fun. It's actually a fun game.
It's nonstop laughs, especially if your team is full of jets.
Is it like pick A or pick B? Now pick
kind of. Yeah.
Another
kind of,
yeah. Pick between B
and
C.
Yeah, kind of. And then you get your team.
Like the way I took the SATs. Color in a letter.
Just right. You just yes, exactly.
Make a face.
Make a face, color it in, get a number 2 pencil and just do that. And then when you have your team, then you like look every week and there's like a secret little taunting place that you can like you can taunt other people. Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually fun.
It's fun because Bronwyn won last year.
It's fun because it's fun. Okay, I have to say that people worry. They say like, "Oh, I don't know anything about football." Well, I don't know anything about football, right? And I beat the only 2 people in the league who did know anything about football.
Danny D
and you and Danny
was in the league last year.
Yeah, I don't know how much he knows. Oh, actually, Joe Kelly was in the league last year too, and he's in again this year.
There were 6 teams last year, I think.
Yeah,
I think Danny D knows.
I think Danny D knows something.
Guy who could hang with a bunch of jocks at a party, and he would be able to hold his own.
Yeah, but I
jocks
beat him.
Jocks don't go to parties. They stay home and play fantasy football.
They chug beers and rape girls.
Yeah,
what
that's right.
Kidding?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, when they're not raping girls.
When they're not
they're
raping
the
girls, they're playing fantasy football. I just want to urge people, especially of the female persuasion, to sign up for this. It's fun to beat boys at this because it just
perplexes us. Like, all we do is like lie awake and go, should I pick up another quarterback? I don't know. What should I do?
Yeah. Just like meanwhile, I'm just like pounding them.
You know when you see a guy in the mall with his girlfriend and he's just sitting in one of those chairs they put out for the husbands and boyfriends?
To sit in.
This is that in reverse. Like,
yeah.
Listening to you guys talk about the fantasy football, I'm just that guy sitting in the chair completely.
Yeah, exactly.
Eyes glazed over.
But see, but
I don't
now,
care what
outfit.
You won the league, you'll be like,
now you can be in it. Now you can be part of it. So what you have to do is you have to write an email to Jim the Poet at WFMU.org and tell him you want to be in the league and he'll set you up.
I ignore all the emails I get, but this time around I won't.
This time he's actually going to pay attention to his email.
I will actually pay attention to your...
That's so
And especially tell him if you're a girl, because then he'll have your email, so that'll be exciting
I'll have
for
your
him.
Email.
Yeah.
And if you're an octogenarian, you go to the top of the list. Where are you? Boston? Where did you have to go?
I'm in Jersey City, but just on the other side of Jersey City.
And what's that about?
He can't get here.
At the bookstore. You know, we're getting real busy for the beginning of the...
back to school.
Rush. They call it rush.
He's like a person at a bookstore.
I'm a person at a bookstore who sells books.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right now I'm cutting out things, though. It's like an arts and crafts project I'm working on.
What are you cutting out?
It says, bookstore recommends purchase a binder for this book.
We have another call. Should I take
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you should take it.
Wait,
but
hold
I just
on.
To say
hold
hi,
on.
Kelly.
Jim, stay on the
no,
air.
No,
stay
no,
on.
No,
stay
no,
on. Don't
no,
hang
no,
up.
No,
don't
no,
hang
no,
up. Don't hang up. WFMU, you're on the air with Bronwyn C., Kelly J., and Jim the Poet.
J. the P.
Welcome.
Hi, people.
Welcome.
People. Hi, Kel. How you doing? Long time no see.
Hi.
It's Listener David.
Listener David.
Hi.
How about that one? How's everybody doing?
Everybody's
doing
good.
How you doing?
You know, I was thinking just the other day.
Did you post on the other night?
Yeah, I hadn't heard from you in a long time.
Again, huh?
I got to get back on.
Okay, mm-hmm. you got to take care of that, Jim.
I was on a couple of trial things, so, you know, I got to get back on those.
Oh, okay, I hear that.
Like that's some strong. Experimental things.
Are they having a savant conversation?
They're having some kind of
male?
Medication.
Yeah.
I think they're having a male medication.
Cal.
What?
I thought you were married already.
Oh, I tried. I tried, David. I've tried
no,
so many
you're
times.
No, you're not alone. Like, trying at least is something.
Some things just aren't meant to be.
I hear the usual. Bob, see, correct me if I'm wrong. 10 years marriage, and then you're out the window, and then divorce.
No, that's
divorce
not true.
And
I like
so
that
anyway, so then I as usual, I have nothing sports to say. I think the Yankees are winning. I thought the Mets were winning for a while there, and I was reading Go Mets Go for my girl cousin.
I don't know why
you
don't have Listener David fill in.
I love you. I love Listener David when he talks sports. He's talking Yankees and Mets.
Well, you guys were talking Yankees and Mets.
We like the Yankees and Mets.
You were saying it
we
was
like
going to be a Subway Series
it'd
in
be
October.
Great to have a Subway Series. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it'd be a great Subway Series.
I think they've degraded the Subway Series by having those fake ones, you know, interleague play ones.
Good
I think,
is
I think
the Jayhawks or something like that, and the Yankees, or who's up to bat now?
Who's up to bat right now for
the
Blue Yankees?
Jays or something
Blue
like
Jays
that,
are good.
Yankees?
Yankees are good.
Yeah, the Blue Jays and the Yankees are fighting it out for first place. The Mets are way ahead of the Nats.
Yeah, Mets are like five games up or something.
Yeah.
All right, we have a lot to talk about. Clear the decks, Bronwyn.
Okay, what? Call. Okay.
Thanks,
Kelly
Listener
says,
David.
Kelly says, clear the decks. Thank
good.
You,
that's
Listener
code.
David.
Have a great show, guys.
Okay, are you, wait,
thanks.
Are you going away?
Wait, Jim, hold
wait.
On 1 second.
Where am I going?
Listener
okay,
David, thank you, bye.
Wait, what?
Where am I going? What happened?
Are you not going anywhere?
Are you still there?
Hello.
Okay.
So how come you can call in, but you couldn't come over?
I
because
couldn't
he
physically
to
be
do
there.
The
he
show.
He doesn't do his job. He's
I'm
just
chained
at
to the
his
desk.
Job.
He's just at his job. I gotcha. Hey, you know what? The main reason that Kelly is here, first of all, she is the keeper of the Sportsy Talk trophy.
Yeah, she actually keeps it really nice.
Yep.
Oh, thank
second,
you.
Second, she is the originator of the term Sportsy Talk.
Oh, I had
believe.
No idea.
I believe
neither
she
did
is.
I.
Yeah, I think so. I think when we used to do the Kelly Jones Show starring Bronwyn Carlton.
We talked about the Sportsy Tampax.
We did.
I think that's where I got
I
the
think
idea.
That, yeah,
they were
Sportsy,
like,
Sportsy
pink Tampax.
I need some of those.
Exactly.
You do.
Yeah, for various reasons.
I'll show you how they work.
That's shocking.
You can teach me about fantasy football, Jim, and I'll show
yeah.
you how a tampon.
Show me where the applicator goes.
Jeez.
Yikes.
Yikes. Right. And the other reason that you're here is that Listener Jim demanded it.
Oh, really? This was
yeah,
your idea?
Yeah, Listener Jim
J
is in
P?
Listener Jim is in the area, and he's in New York.
Yeah.
And he said, why don't you get Kelly Jones
oh,
to fill in?
Thank
and
you.
I said, okay.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Thank
I was
you,
flattered.
Jim.
Yeah, yep. I mean, it's classed my end of the show up dramatically.
Yes, well, that's not really that hard, but thank
Jeez,
you.
You guys. I think I'll be gone next time, and you two can do this show.
What?
That'd be fantastic.
I listened to your guys' last two archives.
Yeah.
You know, to get in the mood, to get in the game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
I
forgot
you.
We changed the name of the show to Phone Sex with Richie Incognito. So that's
is that official?
That's the new name of the show. Yeah, I should tell Ken that, you know, that we want to change it. What else is going on in sports? We should actually
the
talk
US
about some
The U.S. Tennis
sports.
Open, losers. You never
what?
Talk about tennis.
Wait, is that happening now?
You're like reverse bigots. You only talk about black sports.
No,
let's
true.
Talk about some rich white sports.
Okay.
I think the U.S. Open starts next week.
It starts on August 30th. Yeah, a week from today.
That's
yeah.
next week.
And they've changed formats. They've gone back
really?
To a full-blown two. Have either of you been to the U.S. Tennis Open ever?
I've been over there when they're not playing tennis.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Jim, let's have
like
our
to drink
first
vodka
date.
In back of the
yes,
buildings and
but
stuff.
But that's the great thing about the U.S. Open. There's
wait.
There's it's sponsored by like high-end vodka
wait,
and Mercedes-Benz.
Did you just invite him for a date?
Yeah, I need a date.
Yeah, let's go hang out in Queens in a parking lot.
They have a free day this year.
Some of my best dates have been, you know, Shea Stadium parking lot, you know, various parking lots.
It's very white.
Yeah. Well, you two are white. You should get along
fine.
That should be good. Okay, wait. So you're going to go to... Wait, they have a free day?
What's the
free day?
Normally, I get the grounds pass, which is you can't get
into
the...
Wait, you go to this?
Yeah, I've gone for the last, like, 4 or 5 years.
That's crazy. I didn't know
it's
that.
It's so much fun.
Yes, what?
No, you don't sit
with the hypodermic needles.
It's super clean.
You wait for hepatitis to set in.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
What? Okay, so what happens?
Oh, no, tell me what really is.
I'm totally going to have to bring him. He's going to get us thrown out. Like, you can't talk while they're playing. You can't get up and move while they're playing.
Oh, that's never...
You can only, like, come and go.
You suck, Federer.
I'm going to, like, elbow Jim the Poet in the gut and then move away from him.
No, it's hard because you have to move your head back and forth the whole game. I would just focus on one end and see if the ball ever came back. I ain't moving my head that much.
That's actually kind of clever because, like, if you're watching the ball, you're not watching the player. We're totally going. The three of us should go.
Oh, no. Okay, so wait.
It's
so
actually really fun.
So what happens? You go there and what happens? You go in?
Okay.
Like, into
there
the thing?
Are, like...
What?
If you hop the fence, I think it's free.
There's, like, 25 courts. There are 2 or 3 major courts with, like, major play going on, especially as it progresses.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't go to those because I listen to FMU. It would be like listening to PLJ.
To the top 40 station.
Oh. Right. I go to the, like, practice courts and some of the newer, younger players.
Mm-hmm.
And you are sitting, like, right in the front row watching Grand Slam. You're watching, like, the future... Winners of Grand Slam tennis.
The future
right.
Roger Federer.
And there are martinis.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, there are vodka bars all over the place.
And cocaine?
Are they free?
There's a girl blowing cocaine up your butt. You just raise your paddle.
There's meth in the bathroom.
It's not a Martin Scorsese movie.
No, this is tennis. There's only cocaine.
It's a classy drug scene.
My God.
It's very high end.
So
pass me the Heineken deal and the Grey Poupon.
I saw an ad today for like I think I know you
it's
can't
not work
you'd be
I'll
fantastic.
Bring Grey Poupon.
That'd be great. He just pulls it out of his pants. Here, have some mustard. So
with some cheese.
I saw this Under Armour ad today, and it had Andy Murray in it. Do you know who Andy Murray is?
Yeah,
he's like the British
Roger Federer.
He's like the Jennifer Aniston of tennis. He's just this sad kind of second place guy, you know.
Yeah, well,
he's always
is that what
like,
Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that was her role.
She's just like this wholesome second place, not quite okay. And so he's like they're trying to make him look really tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the Brits are all behind him.
They're trying to. Yeah, it didn't work.
If British people want to look tough, they should just smile because they have like all
those
like,
terrible, terrifying teeth.
Straggly
I know.
Teeth.
Yeah,
look like a wild animal.
Jim the Poet, you are raising the bar too high for me.
You guys should go to the British Open and take a recorder.
The British Open?
No, I mean, what am I saying? The American Open? What's this thing called?
US
the U.S. Open?
Open?
That thing. Yeah, go to that thing.
Okay.
Where have you guys
okay, you
been?
Two, you two guys go. You two guys go and take a recorder.
It'll
and then...
just be Jim, like, offending people.
How long do you think it would be before I get thrown out?
Me taking the first punch.
That'd be good. Okay, that'd be fantastic.
Be
that'd be horrible. That'd be great radio, and then we could just play it. That'd be good.
Can you imagine?
Be like, oh, this is where Jim gets arrested.
Can you imagine if you added alcohol to him?
Oh, no.
Like, I just get happy. He would get, like, unhinged.
Well,
it used to be the funnest
thing about tennis was, like, watching McEnroe fight about what's out and in.
Yeah.
I think I would take over that role.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, you know, in the sixth
it's
row
much
from the
fun
back.
In,
going,
in a fan.
Yeah, but you're not actually... Oh, wait.
Going to ten.
Wait, we have a call. WFMU, you're on the air.
Hey, Bronwyn and Kelly, and maybe Jim. And let's
hey, Danny
Hi,
D.
Danny D.
Hey, Danny D, can you hold your own at a frat party where there's gang rape?
What? What? What's happening?
I say you can. Not in the gang rape part.
I
just
went
to
the largest, in terms of fraternity, school... University in the country.
Okay, that's a yes.
And
that's
I
a yes.
Never
that's
foot.
A yes.
You guys never met girls, so there was not a problem.
I never set foot in a frat house
at all. Not what about
Why
a
not?
Sorority?
What about sorority houses?
Because there's gang rapes there, too, I hear.
He was just sneaking
in. Just lady gang rapes?
Yeah. Why wouldn't there be?
No, you go to the source.
I never got invited to get gang raped at a sorority, so.
I'm sorry. That's
too
horrible.
That's too bad, Danny D.
That's so isolating, I find.
Pressing starts the call.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
But any which way. But, yes. You know, so who are some hot young players in tennis here? Who are up-and-coming stars that we're going to be seeing?
I don't know. I never know.
Well, there's like a threesome going on between two people that we've never heard of.
Oh, no, that's not
Czech
true.
Lady.
That's not true. That guy just said that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay with me.
He was just taunting. There was some taunting going on
It was tennis trash talking?
Tennis trash taunting, yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, half the time I don't even know who I'm watching, which means I must be watching something good because I don't know who they are.
That's right.
It's like listening to FMU. You never know what you're actually listening to. You just like it. So I apply it to all aspects of my life.
I think that's a good idea.
I think we should have like a...
What?
A group FMU U.S. Open.
How much does it cost?
Well, there's one day that it's free this year for the first time.
What
day
is that?
That'll be insane.
Well, they actually have wheelchair tennis on that day, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
And, really?
Yeah, and doubles. And for some reason...
Wheelchair tennis.
No one is into doubles, and I'm totally into it. It's crazy pants.
Yeah, so it's just like a ball flying back and forth.
It literally is like a ball you can't even watch because it's like flying all over the court so fast.
Well, in like doubles, they step forward, so it's all like at the net.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That sounds good.
But imagine doubles and wheelchair tennis.
Wheelchair tennis.
On a
doubles
day.
Wheelchair tennis.
Do we know what day is going to happen?
Thursday, September 10th.
Thursday.
Yeah, but it's Flushing. You can take a subway.
Not that I know
what that's
but
you can.
I know you drive around in your car.
I do. I get in free because if you
show up. Because
you
drive in a car?
It's
they
sponsored
let you in
by
free?
Mercedes.
Wait, do you have a Mercedes?
I have two Mercedes.
Oh, for God's sake!
What?
Shoot.
They let you in if you have a Mercedes?
Yes, for free. You don't
but Mercedes people can probably afford it.
Well, it's like a car show at the same time.
So,
there's
so
like Mercedes
you drive
all over.
One going in, and you have your assistant with the second backup one, and then when you leave, you switch.
They're both really old.
Well, if you have two Mercedes, we could put a whole bunch of WFMU people in both cars.
Yes.
You could drive one. I could drive the other. We could all get in free.
Oh, my God. That's totally true.
Oh.
Jim the Poet could set it up. He's got the technology.
Well, he's still setting up the fantasy football league.
Yeah, I'm having a little difficulty.
So he's useless.
Maybe Kelly Jones can run a fantasy tennis league.
Maybe.
Yeah, the fantasy is that the tennis wouldn't exist.
Fantasy would be American,
the fantasy that...
not named Williams would be any good at it.
The group outing would be fun and not torture.
Well, it might be kind of fun.
I don't know.
Sounds
do you get like international
fun.
Fans when you go to these off-court matches? Like if somebody's from like, you know, Serbia or something, you have a whole bunch of Serbian people?
No, it's pretty civilized. There's a lot of people there, but it's
because, you know, the Serbians are all war criminals, so
yeah.
You don't really want to...
Well, you can kind of see them coming.
Yeah. Right.
The shaved head and like the...
Yeah.
I'm pissed at the world. And on steroids. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. We didn't mean that.
Now, Kelly Jones isn't the fall guy, right? Because Chris Carter, you hear about this?
Yes.
That the NFL orientation, and just in case Kelly hadn't heard it, NFL orientation for rookies, Hall of Famer Chris Carter goes up there and says, well, the first thing you got to do is when you get your crew, you have to get a fall guy.
That's the guy that gets arrested when
yes.
the rest of you are doing
exactly,
all the
exactly.
the gang raping.
But it's okay because they'll pay his bail to get him out.
He's sort of like the Omega Man, but they're behind him.
Kind of.
Hmm. So that's Studio B Ben. Studio B Ben probably the fall guy for your sportsy talk, right?
Studio B Ben? No, I don't think so. He never does anything wrong.
He's too far away to be there.
He's too nice.
It has to be Jim the Poet, because
yeah,
he can handle it.
I'm willing
it.
To take the fall.
It's got to be somebody who can handle the pressure.
Of being in jail.
Actually, I've been a failure my whole life.
Omega Man is not the right term.
No.
Because it actually has to be somebody with... They can take it.
Yeah.
And get up and be like, all right, let's do it again. Where's the next arrest?
I think that sounds like Jim the Poet.
That sounds like me.
Okay. Good. You're in.
But Any other good sportsy stories going on there? Formula One started up again. I didn't even know it.
Yeah, the Belgian Grand Prix. What was it? The Belgian?
I was sure that you were going to. I was sure that Danny D was going to talk about Justin Wilson being in a coma from some race he was
in. Poor guy in the IndyCar race.
What, he get hit in the head with another person's car?
Yes, basically.
He got hit by some piece of debris or a car or something in the head.
That's not a live long career.
No, I think.
The only thing sticking out of the car is your head, which seems a little
pretty much
ironic.
Yeah.
Yeah. They've actually had some prototype designs where maybe they don't have their head sticking out of the car. So they look a little more like, I
cars?
Guess, what's it, the racers?
Like cars,
engines,
radios. Like, I don't know, Tron or whatever. You know, one of those movies where it's like covered.
All I can think of when I'm watching those F1 and Formula One races is that they're just wetting their pants the whole time. Like, they're really just crapping their pants and wetting their pants the entire time.
Why?
Because they're always drinking, and they're in those little fire suits, and that's what they're for. So you can—it's like a big.
Oh, you mean
pamper.
They're always drinking water, not booze?
Yeah, no.
I don't
water.
Know what they're drinking.
Well, we don't know.
I think you'd have to be drinking something to, like, get in one of those and go 200 miles an hour.
You have to be peeing. Yeah. You have to be able to pee in your pants to be a race car driver.
Yeah.
You have to be able to pee in your pants to do a lot of things.
Right.
Like what? Astronaut.
Stand outside in the cold when they're going to drop the ball in Times Square.
You have to
wear
those.
You have
to
wear Depends. I know, but you have to wear like Depends or something.
I almost thought about doing that until I realized they caged you in.
I would never do that. Yeah, I mean, it's horrible.
I don't mind dropping and squatting if I can kind of just.
Yeah, that sounds like a good weekend to me, dropping and squatting.
So if there's a Sportsy Talk meetup, Jim, are you going to wear one of those suits?
I have a Dharma Initiative. A jumpsuit, but it's not like one of those wet your pants ones. It's more like a,
I think if we have a Sportsy Talk meetup, we should hand out Depends to everybody who shows up for it. Put these on.
And
we're going
year,
to the U.S. Open.
Yeah, next year's premium
next year's
could be Pampers.
Oh, yeah. Sportsy Talk diapers.
Adult diapers.
Sportsy Talk adult diapers. That's fantastic.
If it's anything as good as your foam finger.
Yeah, the foam finger is pretty great.
I got to leave on that.
Oh,
I know.
Okay.
I can't do any better than Sportsy Talk adult diapers.
Thank you, Danny D. That was a wonderful idea. We appreciate
it.
Double
right,
D.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Good that is a good idea.
I like when Danny D, like, realizes that he's peaked. You know, that's good.
Smart. Well, really,
I never will realize that I've peaked.
You never have, Jim.
Did you see Jon Stewart on the WWE yesterday?
No.
All right, so he, like, jumps in the ring at the end of a fight. Well,
oh, that's wrestling?
Yeah, wrestling. One of them, it's SummerSlam.
Uh-huh.
And he throws the a chair into a guy's gut, and then the other guy wins.
That
but
doesn't seem
he
fair.
He swayed the game.
Wait, Jon Stewart, like, the...
The Daily Show guy.
The retired guy.
The retired Daily Show guy.
Yeah, he's gone to wrestling like
now
Andy
he's
Kaufman.
Gonna be, now he's going to be a wrestler?
I
that's
people
crazy.
People were fighting over him.
We have another call. Okay. WFMU, you're on the air.
You know what? I was thinking panties when you were talking about tennis before. Panties, like in the old days, with Japan, the French girl, the girlfriend.
Listener David is very sharp because he doesn't reintroduce himself.
He just starts talking.
He just goes into the dialogue.
Panties, panties.
He knows.
Miniskirt, panties. and some one dude actually gave you panties to the mail. And you say, very interesting, but I ain't going to try. I ain't going to get them nowhere near me. But I was thinking just that German girl, they got off the streets of Moscow when she was just like 5 years old and she made like some top seed in the world or something like that.
Right.
She was out of sight in 17 Magazine, right there on the bench of the US
17 Open. Magazine?
They had a model and do stuff like
are
that.
Are you following?
So I'm all for, you know, questioning like Kakel.
You've had more exposure.
I wish I just would have learned the basics of street smart, like baseball.
Okay, I'm going to give you the code again. Ready?
And you want to know how to play five, start something else about being five steps.
Okay.
So take care. Have a wonderful life, and we'll meet again.
Thank you very much, David. Thanks for calling.
Sounds good, David.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, Jim.
Bye.
I've never seen that happen.
What? No, he's very good. David's a great listener.
He is
He's
a great
been a listener for a long time. WFMU listener. You are listening to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
We're sorry.
Yes. Fewer people get their sports talk radio from WFMU than from any other station in
the
nation.
Kelly.
Yep. I can only hope.
Okay.
I just think it's fabulous that...
You know, I haven't even given out the number. 201-209-9368.
Isn't it
I mean, people are calling anyway, but, you know, I think it's extraneous. But,
I just think it's great Jim the Poet is on,
even though he's not here.
No, I was going to let you guys go.
No!
And take the show in a better direction.
No, come on. 201-209-9368. Keep Jim the Poet on the air.
Maybe I'll try to call back toward the end of the show.
Oh, my God, he's too bored.
You're not either going to hang up, are you?
I have to go do something.
Why? It didn't stop you for the first 40 minutes.
It's our busiest, most wonderful time of the year.
Has anyone come looking for you?
Someone's coming.
Okay. All right. Well, don't get in trouble.
Okay, bye, loser.
The U.S. Open, please.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Loser. That's terrible.
He could be hard to control.
Well, I don't know. You'd have fun, though.
I think he'd
be enthusiastic.
I'm
you know?
Past the kind of fun he would
want to have.
Yeah. Mm. It would be a little too...
Maybe. Too much fun? I've never had too much fun. Do you know what today is? Oh, my God. Do you know what today is?
Monday.
It's August, Monday, August 24th, and it is National Waffle Day.
No.
Yes, it is. Why aren't we eating waffles?
I don't know. You didn't tell me about National Waffle Day.
I don't know. It is. It's National Waffle Day.
Who makes that stuff up?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. Like, they have, like, food days.
Is there a National Apple Day?
Probably.
Pumpkin
there's
pie?
There's probably, like, a National Apple Month.
I never
are
have
healthy.
Waffles.
Yeah, I know. I don't either for a long time.
It's sort of a...
I have a waffle maker
giant
at home.
Carb that you put sugar on
exactly.
top of.
Exactly. Yeah, it's
fat.
Too
many
carbs. Like,
I want
too
it with
carbs.
Everything, so...
Well, of course. I mean, if you're going to have it, you should have it on
whole
on
hog.
On Fatterday.
Fatterday?
Fatterday is the day of the week when you get to eat as many carbs as you want.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Oh,
but
really?
You can't eat them... like crazy all the rest of the week, but once
right.
a week you can kind of plan it and you can say, okay,
you can spike that blood sugar.
This is going to be Fatterday and I'm going to have anything I want.
Where did you read that in Real Simple?
No, I just made it up.
Really? It's
it
good.
Works great though.
It does.
Real Simple. Don't. That's terrible.
Why? That's a magazine about,
yeah,
you know.
It's a magazine for like
this one beer
crazy people.
So much.
I know, it's terrible. At least you're not blaming me. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk.
I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in. It's National Waffle Day because today was the day the waffle iron was originally patented, so it should be National Waffle Iron Day.
Really?
Wow.
Thank you. Who's this?
That's
what's your name?
Why it's Waffle Day.
What's your name?
My name is Waffle Guy.
Waffle
Thanks,
Guy.
Waffle
Thank
Guy.
You, listener Waffle Guy.
We
that
have,
was great.
We have very
great
educated
listeners.
You can't.
Listener Waffle Guy.
You know, FMU is underrated. We have an NPR audience. Not that they listen, but they know everything. They actually still read books.
And they can call in and tell us stuff. Or they can go on the comments board at WFMU.org and
that
tell
I'm
us things.
Not reading
that's
out
okay.
loud.
You don't
that's
have
okay.
to. It doesn't matter.
I like when there's an actual reason for something as stupid as National Waffle Day.
Because
otherwise
great
you
info.
Just think it's
yeah,
some random
Yeah, because otherwise
whim.
It's like, who the hell came up with that? Yep.
Let's call it Diaper Week.
Let's
call it Used Tampon Friday.
Jeez. That's horrible.
It is, right?
Yep. Okay,
that.
So we covered car wrecks.
You're
we
in
covered,
charge.
Yeah, we covered.
Did anyone die? I hope
baseball.
Not.
No, the guy
wreck?
Didn't. The guy didn't die. He's still in a coma,
Ew.
As far as I know.
Which race? Do you know what race it was?
It was like all the races have these weird names because they all have
They're
sponsors.
European?
No. It was in the Poconos. Actually, it was in a raceway in the Poconos.
Wait, but it was
It was
I don't know
what's
Indy
cars.
Indy
cars. Indy cars. And I don't remember the name of the race because it was just like one of those
car
names. Well, no, this other car like hit the wall and spun around and pieces of the other car started just coming off and flying around.
And hit him?
Yeah, and one of the big pieces off the front of the car like just flew into the air. And the scary thing is that like you see like on the video excuse me, it hits his head and then after it hits his head it bounces up about 100 feet in the air.
Right.
So you know it hit his head really hard if it's, you know, it's pretty gruesome, actually.
I was watching some kind of indie race over the weekend, but only for a few minutes.
Yeah. I can't watch. I don't understand how people can watch car races
oh, really?
On TV. Jesus.
It's very meditative, I find.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like going to the laundromat to do laundry. You're just forced to... like own
well, it's
the
kinda,
now.
It's kind of like watching stuff circle in a dryer.
Right. But that
know?
If you, it's like watching HSN. You just put it on, you don't change it, and the next thing you know, it. You're like drooling, and you feel kind of warm and fuzzy.
That's it. That's the reason why people
shoot
watch
heroin. You're just sort of in this very now place. I'm telling you, it is.
This is great. No, this is this
I'm
actually.
I'm serious. Auto racing is very therapeutic.
This is the best explanation for NASCAR that I've ever heard.
If you just leave it on long enough to start to engage in who's in what position or whatever, not that it even matters.
Yeah.
The world just melts away.
Wow.
And you're just watching this.
Well, I know it's the fastest. It's the fastest growing sport. NASCAR, which is different than other cars. It's the fastest growing sport in the U.S. And it.
You're okay over there?
Yeah, just my hand just like fell off of its own accord. I don't know what happened.
Falling off the board.
A piece of my body just fell off. And they just got a new headquarters in Manhattan. They moved to a more expensive building. NASCAR moved
is in Manhattan.
Their headquarters in New York City is on like Central Park West
Be? Why wouldn't it be like?
Because they got money.
Where are those
they
races?
They got money. I don't know. They're in the Poconos or something.
I thought they were in the South.
I don't know. They're someplace. They're upstate New York.
When I visit my mom, I pass this absolutely ginormous racetrack called Dover Downs in Dover, Delaware.
Mm-hmm.
You have never seen an outdoor stadium as big as this place.
Really?
It's like, it's just, it's... It's bigger than like a giant stadium. It's huge. It's like twice as big. They must fit like 150,000 people. Who?
Jeez.
How do these people get there?
They drive cars.
Where do they park?
In the parking lot.
You'd have to have like a shuttle.
Do they have a shuttle?
Probably. Hmm. To get from your car to the entrance.
Jeez. Because your vestigial limbs have like given up because ride around in motorized vehicles all the time and you never walk.
I mean, fitting that many people in on time to watch the race and then get them out to their cars would be insane.
What does it matter what time you get there? It's just things going around. I mean, it doesn't really matter when you get there or when you leave. It's just stuff goes around.
I don't know.
Right?
I think people who follow it feel differently.
Hmm.
And then you paid money.
I don't understand. But I
do not engage in any auto racing, watching any auto racing.
I don't know. I don't understand it. But although your explanation was good, I might, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of.
I kind
of
understand. I never understood why anybody would, but now I kind of understand that.
I like it.
Okay.
Tennis, I rarely know what's actually
happening.
Yeah. Well, I guess with tennis, I know like the score and the rules and things. Mm-hmm. Whereas with
Well, there isn't any
NASCAR.
Score or rules or anything with auto racing. It's just guys go around and around, and then somebody finally crosses the finish line ahead of the other guys, right?
I guess.
That's kind of it.
I think they have, like, a protocol about driving.
Yeah.
There's probably rude moves.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no penalizations?
Penalization. Penalty?
Penalties?
Penalty.
There's no way you don't get penalized?
Jeez, I haven't been penalized in about 13 years, man.
I haven't been penalized in at least a few nights.
I know. Jeez, you're doing better than me, for sure.
What is wrong with us?
It's Lady Talk on WFMU. This is Sportsy Talk.
You're never having me back.
I would have you every week. If you and Jim the Poet came in, I would just like sit here and run the board.
I was just
going to
say,
you
could barely get a word in edgewise.
It was excellent. I was very happy.
Apologize in advance.
No, it's good. That's fine.
I would guarantee there'd be a fist fight at some point.
Fist fights!
Somehow.
Da, 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 da. I have two fist fight stories.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
One,
I'm sorry.
This is
an actual radio show. We're trying to...
No, that's okay. Brazilian...
Talk about something.
Brazilian MMA fighter.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? In a championship fight, her name is Kimberly Naveas. And she was... she won the championship in her middleweight division in Brazil when she was 12 weeks pregnant. Because they don't bother giving them pregnancy tests before they fight down there.
Not too late for the abortion.
I know. So, jeez. WFMU, you're on the air. Welcome to Sportsy Talk. Hello?
We don't blame you for bailing on
us. Yeah, I don't care. Okay.
Well, she might not have known that she missed her period for 3 months. Is that right?
Yeah.
Because they're training so hard and...
Right. She said she had trouble.
It's
she said she had trouble getting her weight down.
Right.
You know, like
so she's probably dieting like a madwoman.
Yeah,
and that
because
affects...
she had to get the weight down to be in that category and stuff.
Yeah, so her
so she
missing
went
her
in,
period, she didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. They didn't check it.
But it didn't stop her sexual activity. Well, let's see.
We don't know. I mean, it didn't stop her from...
She started training right after conception.
Yeah,
she's 12 weeks in.
Yeah. She had the fight 12 weeks in. So I don't know when they start training for the fights.
Everything women do. Mm-hmm. They're judged by all these criteria you never even could have thought of beforehand.
Like you wouldn't ever check a guy to see if he was pregnant.
Right.
Before a fight.
And that is so unfair.
It is. It is totally unfair. The other thing is that in the NFL, they're having their preseason games now, which are all terrible.
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about that.
Oh, my God, they're awful. And there's been a lot of fights.
On the field, yeah. Between opposing teams?
Opposing teams, yeah. And they've been doing these things where they do joint practices, which seems particularly stupid, where you take like two different teams practicing together.
Huh.
Why would they do that? And then they get in fights there, so they're like all like fighting each other.
So is football going to be like hockey?
There's only going to be like 12 guys left
you
by the time the season starts. Everybody's getting terribly injured. The entire Giants secondary is gone. They're all injured. They brought up some guy that was like, he was like a free agent because he played, you know, on somebody's practice team, you know, two years ago and stuff. They brought him up and then he got injured. They had to take him off on the cart. Yeah, they can't get anybody.
Whoa.
It's just like they don't have any teams left.
So this means I will watch. I love a good bloodbath.
Then you'll watch NFL.
I love when they play in like bad weather and the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you my favorite thing that happens in football?
Yes.
Okay. You know when someone fumbles or like a pass is incomplete, but it was like maybe held enough to be a fumble and the ball just starts becoming like crazy pants. Like one guy has it and then it slips through his muddy fingers and another guy jumps on it and it squirts out of his boob area. And then another guy goes between his legs and he flips upside down and then like 20 people pile on top of it.
Yes.
And they all look like testosterone idiots.
Yes.
Just that's my favorite part of football.
Well, you will be very happy this year. There'll be many times that will be
happening.
It won't
even require bad weather.
And you will be, your fantasy football league will make you so interested in watching football that you never thought you'd be interested in before.
I actually watch a lot of football because there's nothing else to do
right?
but shoot up in the winter.
I know.
I still got to entertain myself.
Yep.
Actually, I never know what team is where. You know, like, I don't know who's... I don't understand.
Who do you... Okay, do you follow... Let me just check. Do you still follow the Eagles? Because that's who you used to follow.
I was dating someone.
I know you were. That's what I'm asking.
But the Eagles and the Phillies stadiums are not far from where I live. And because Philly is so much more hospitable, i.e. smaller than Manhattan or New York, it's just easier to attend giant sporting events, so I gravitated down to Philly as opposed to New York.
Many people in southern New Jersey do follow the
Philadelphia
teams
Philly.
Rather than
halftime. Bucks win.
Dang.
Bye.
Okay.
I love how it gets shorter and louder.
Yeah. Oh, he hung up, and I hung up on him. I don't know what happened. Okay.
Did you get that? I didn't get that.
No. Yeah, but a lot of people in New Jersey that are in the southern part of New Jersey, Philadelphia is just closer and it's easier to, it's kind of the Philadelphia sphere of influence.
It can be a little bit uncivilized, though.
Well, that's because it's Philadelphia. I had a friend.
I'm like, who are these people?
I had a friend from Philadelphia, and he
that's a girl
told me
from
about
New York
the,
saying that.
He told me the...
I've been accosted at Yankee Stadium.
Well, sure. You get accosted
anywhere
you go.
That's nothing compared to some of the business I've seen in Philly.
Philly, down in their stadium, they used to have an actual jail in the stadium, and they had a judge to do like arraignments or something like in the stadium.
Oh,
you were like be at the stadium, and you'd get arrested and you'd go straight into the jail in the holding cell. It wasn't a jail; it was a holding cell.
It's a fine line between making the money on the liquor and needing to.
Yeah.
Arrest people. Do you know what I mean?
The whole idea
is like they want you to get wasted because they make money the more hot dogs and beer you buy, but then they have this mass of wasted people.
Yeah.
Who are into sports and probably didn't read, you know, I don't know, name some big fancy book that people read when they're really smart.
The big fancy book. The big book of fancy.
War and Peace.
Yeah, okay, War and Peace, sure. That's a good one.
Something I didn't read.
Anything that you
I'm
didn't
in with
read.
The fighting Irish drunk people.
Oh, jeez.
I just look down on them at the same time.
At the same time that
I just
you are
pass
one.
Judgment.
I am one, but I will sit here and
but
judge
I am still better than
the rest
me.
Of them. Jeez.
That's how I was raised, damn it.
Okay, then.
All right, what else you got over there? I know I'm interrupting all your best sportsy stories.
No, I mean, there's nothing. You know, there's a big dog show coming up in New Jersey that we ought to go to, the Morrison Essex show.
And that would be where now?
October 1st. It's in Colonial Park in Somerset, New Jersey. Where's Somerset, New Jersey? Do you know?
Well, it's ironic that you ask, because last week I was on with Andy Breckman, and we had a Somerset storm watch.
Oh.
And I said, mm-hmm. Where the heck is Somerset, New Jersey?
You said heck?
Well, I didn't. On the
okay.
air, I did.
Right,
in my
course.
Mind, I
yes.
said the F-bomb.
Okay.
But I don't know. I think it's near me. It's somewhere near Hunterdon and Morris.
Okay.
But
Essex,
I don't know the
Essex
towns.
Essex County?
West of there, I think.
Okay.
I think southwest.
All right. Well, this is a very fancy dog show. It was.
Could you make the drive in your hot light
yeah,
blue Fiat?
Probably. Yeah, and we could.
Would Sluggo
you know,
come?
No. We would get the recorder and we would do it for Sportsy Talk.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
When Jim the Poet and I went to the Westminster Kennel Club show, we recorded stuff for Sportsy Talk there.
Did you interview anybody?
Yeah, David Fry.
Which means nothing to me. Who is that? A dog person?
Yeah, he's the
you know the dog. The voice, I don't know the dog.
He's though. He's the voice of Westminster. He's the announcer.
So is he gay or British or both?
He's not gay. He's from New Jersey area, I think, and he
wants to be gay though.
No, he doesn't. And he used to work for I think the Giants, and he has a Super Bowl ring.
The heck? That sounds totally like
he's awesome.
Upside
he's
down,
awesome.
Backwards world.
I know he's really awesome. He's going to be at Morrison Essex this year. He's going to be the
go.
Announcer for that. Yeah.
You tell me where to be. I'll be there.
Okay, we should go.
All right.
When is it? It's October 1st.
It's a nice fall outing.
Yes, it is. It was the show was established by Geraldine Rockefeller Dodge. That's very fancy. I think it only happens once every 5 years. Something
Seriously?
Like that. That's very fancy.
Will
yes.
you root for a certain... You know, it's yeah. very... It's probably... I feel about dog shows the way you feel about auto racing. I'm just like, I don't understand.
For
like,
God's
they
sake.
They all are cute.
That's horrible.
You know, I like yeah. this one more than that one because,
uh-huh.
you know, I can't lay on top of a Chihuahua, but I could lay on top of a German Shepherd and pet it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, these are the way I make
my
decision.
You have to lay on top of it to pet it?
Yeah, I want it to be like a full contact pet.
Okay.
Like, I can't kill it by accidentally sitting on it.
Well, that's a good
that's
a
my
good
dog
criteria.
That's a good
criteria for dogs.
But
yeah.
other than that, they all look... You know, obviously, they are in the show because they're high in their... Like, their breeding is good,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
their grooming is good.
Yeah, they meet the standard of the breed.
But it's just a bunch of equals running around to me. Like, there's no
yeah.
way to differentiate why a... what's a dog that's won one of these shows lately? Wire. Irish Wolfhound scored higher than the Golden Retriever.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems very,
It's
what
little,
are the
it's
sports
a little
that are...
Figure skating.
They're judged...
Figure skating.
...by
yeah.
an intangible aesthetic.
Yes.
It's but by someone who is supposed to know what is the...
Well, they do know, but yes. Yeah, it gets down to, like, when you're comparing two different breeds, like when they do the best in show.
Yeah.
They're
that,
looking at,
that's
like,
what I mean.
The best in show, they're looking at like,
the
is
best
this... Is this...
Of its type.
Yeah, is this very... best Suffolk Spaniel better than this
very best.
You know,
I would watch that if there was alcohol.
Chin ambigu. Yes.
If you had good appetizers and Manhattans.
Yeah.
No problem.
Okay.
I'd even try to learn a thing or two.
Well, that would be good. Learning
I like
is
learning.
Good.
I do like learning.
You know what?
Even it, no, no.
We're almost done.
Country time.
Country time. It's Becky.
It's about to get honky
tonk.
In a good way. Is that
in
an insult?
No.
Is honky tonk bad?
No.
Honky tonk is good. Really good.
Honky tonk is like you are living it up.
Yep.
You're kicking up your heels.
Yes. You're having a good
right?
time. Yeah. You're having a good time on WFMU.
There's girls. There's
yes.
dancing.
Things happen. It's not like sports where you're just suffering. and miserable the whole time and struggling and fighting.
I hope I lived up to Jim the Poet's very high, low.
And Listener Jim. Listener Jim, who requested you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Listener Jim. You know Listener Jim. We went to the Sonic Youth concert with him.
We did?
Oh, Lord. Yes.
We went there with someone besides the three of us?
Oh, jeez. He's going to be so upset that you said that.
I can't remember.
Terrible. You left him standing in a line for like 2 hours to get some water for us or something. And I kept saying to you and Sluggo, don't you think we should go like see if Listener Jim wants somebody to stand with him or something?
No, no recollection.
And you guys kept saying, no, he's okay.
I went back and to the car to get the blanket. I remember that.
Oh my God.
That's all I remember.
Oh Lord.
I don't think we were even drinking that day.
No, we weren't.
Not like,
No, we were just having water. It was hot.
Okay, here's what I remember.
Okay.
Lower Manhattan.
Yes.
Battery Park area.
Yes.
We got there kind of early, got kind of crowded, but it was still not like crazy pants.
Right.
And Sonic Youth played, and I had a love-hate relationship with everything, because that's how I feel about Sonic Youth.
Okay. And Kim Gordon forgot the words to one of their songs.
Like it matters. I mean, they play out of tune on purpose. And half of it's like catchy pop, and the other half is just like art, skronky, weird tuning. There was someone else there?
Oh, Lord. Yes! Listener Jim, he met us there, and we went with him, and you guys just left him standing in this line, and I kept being fretful about it.
And
then it turned out that like he was like, oh, you guys left me standing in this line.
Oh my God, I blocked this out of my mind. Why didn't you go get him?
Well, I kept wanting to. I kept saying, shouldn't I? And Sluggo was like, no.
We listened to him?
Stay here. Well, yeah, I know we shouldn't have listened to Sluggo. That was bad.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. And thank you.
Did we talk enough about sports today? We talked pretty much about sports.
I think every week you probably talk too much about sports.
Oh, really? Okay.
I'm kidding.
We should talk about... That's supposed to be funny
because it's a sports show.
Oh. Okay, so I should say, though, that we do have the Sportsy Talk Fantasy Football League.
And I am officially going to try to do it.
People should join.
But if Jim the Poet doesn't walk me
through
it.
But there's some way, there's the only way apparently that you can join it, and you should join it, is that you have to email Jim the Poet, and that's like as if it were one word, Jim the Poet, at WFMU.org.
So
he will tell you all the official things that you have to do.
It's simple. Much effort.
It's not hard. It's really actually not hard to do. And it's fun once you get, your team set up and stuff. And there's going to be a draft. I don't know.
We got some good comments and I didn't read any of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're sorry. All right, so anyway, I'm going to do a legal ID and then I'm going to play a song and then we're going to go away. How's that?
Can I say my goodbyes now?
Yeah, of course. You better.
Thank you. It was an honor.
It was an honor to have you here.
I enjoyed it very much.
I enjoyed having you.
Whenever he has to stay late at work, I'd be happy to come here.
That would be wonderful. I would love that.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, and have a good night.
Yes, thanks for inviting me into your home tonight. May God bless. Is that it?
And stay tuned. Yeah,
okay, wait. Last week I forgot to do the legal ID, and I had to make Becky do it. So here it is. Okay, you've been listening to Sportsy Talk on
WFMU East Orange.
You do it.
No, together.
Oh, together?
One,
okay.
Two, three. WFMU,
East Orange,
WMFU, Mount Hope.
Online
at WFMU.org, Rockland
91.9 FM. See, that's why we can't do it together, because you did it wrong. In Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. I think that's all.
Miss Bossy Pants.
You are.
I'm rubber, you're glue.
How's it doing, Doctor?
The end.
Still in a deep comatose state, Colonel. Comes out of it periodically, but obviously hallucinating.
Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar.
Go ahead, Doctor.
Fantasy lyrics, bipolar expression. Dr. Bipolar riding around with the mirrors, reflecting the same serum injected, respecting the wolfman message, barking the night dog in tight white drawers. In the house watching Mr. Slate coming by making house calls. Am I right or am I wrong? Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Dr. Bipolar. Introducing Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she saves. She's your honky tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle. With her gifts of country gold, you know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky. Honky-tonk radio girl.
Everybody, you're listening to WFMU. This is Honky Tonk Radio Girl. My name is Becky, and I'm here every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. playing country music for you. I'm playing a CD right now. I'm not used to playing CDs. So, you know, import your own imaginary scratchy noises onto this record. It sounds so smooth. Not used to that. But this is Merle Travis, if you were wondering. And I've got some great music that I'm really excited to play you tonight. If you would like to send me an email at any point during the show, send it to honkytonk@wfmu.org. There's also a live playlist with comments, and everybody on there is really nice, so be on your best behavior, everybody. And don't prove me wrong. Let's listen to a record, huh? Here's Don Head.
I went cruising down the highway, looking for some kicks. I pulled into the driveway of a place called Bill and Vic's, and man, that joint was jumping. Yeah. climbed out on the ground. I creep up to the window just to take a look around. Man, that joint was jumping. Things was really going strong. A lot of rock and rolling. The band was playing loud and strong.
I'm shouting hooray, cause I met a pretty mama and I met her today. When her eyes started cheating, my heart started beating aloud, like the rhythmatic motors of the boogie-woogie flying cloud. Now the flying cloud is a luxury liner, flies from San Diego down to Carolina. She boogies to Georgia and back to old Alabama. No use denying, making love when you're flying is grand. She's a silver comet, every engine in tune. She boogied us out neath the silvery moon. The stars started blinking when my baby started thinking aloud, and told me that she loved me on the boogie-woogie flying cloud. I hugged my baby and we started to kiss. The flying cloud's motors all started to miss. She jumped into jive as the crew started singing a song, and we headed for Dixie while the flying cloud boogied along. When I told my baby a fortune I'd give her, the big plane trembled and she started to quiver. She headed for the sky, then she swung and came on back down. But we kept the loving as the flying cloud boogied around. Wasn't taking no chances, cause I got a little scary. Thought I'd wait till we landed, then ask her to marry. But I changed my mind as we boogied out over the line, and I popped the question as the big cloud boogied on time.